Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namita Raghunath, and today is Thursday, the 12th of August, 2021. Starting in Africa today, in northern Algeria, wildfires have now killed at least 65 people. This includes 28 soldiers sent to help the firefighters. The fires in the mountainous region are some of the worst in Algeria's history. Officials have blamed the fires on those who purposely set fires to buildings. Algeria has declared 3 days of national mourning for the victims. A total of 69 fires were burning yesterday. This is as North Africa faces an extreme heat wave. The flames have been spread by strong winds and dry weather conditions. In Zambia, people will decide today whether to re-elect President Edgar Lungu after Zambia's worst economic performance in decades. Polls suggest it is a close election race. His main rival is Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema has already lost to Lungu twice, once in a 2015 by-election after the death of ex-president Michael Sata, and then in general polls the following year. Critics have said Lungu has deployed the army to intimidate opposition voters. Asia. In Dubai, the campaign to free Princess Latifah, the daughter of the ruler of Dubai, has ended. This was after the princess was pictured in Iceland. The image was posted on Instagram on Monday by a British woman who has previously appeared in photos with Princess Latifah. But it is unclear if Latifah, who has not spoken publicly, is acting under her own free will or if she is being controlled. In a video published earlier this year, the princess said she was being held captive by her father. This led to international outcry, with the United Nations demanding for proof that the princess was still alive. In China, a court has found a Canadian businessman guilty of spying. The court has sentenced Michael Spavor to 11 years in prison. This sentencing is likely to affect the already poor relations between China and Canada. Spavor was convicted of spying and illegally providing state secrets. This was announced by the court yesterday. Europe. In Italy, the island of Sicily may have recorded the hottest temperature ever in Europe, 48.8 degrees Celsius. Authorities reported the temperature yesterday. The current official record in Europe is 48 degrees Celsius. This was recorded in Greece in 1977. The latest heat wave in Italy is being caused by an anticyclone, nicknamed Lucifer. Anticyclones are areas of high pressure in the sky where the air is sinking. Lucifer is set to head north across mainland Italy, further raising temperatures in cities including the capital, Rome. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson congratulated the students getting their A-level results before encouraging them to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
And good luck with your next big moves. Can I suggest that one of them should be straight away, if you hadn't yet done it, to get a vaccination. Get a jab. Thanks very much, everybody. Well done on your A-levels.
The Americas. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro's plans to change the current electronic voting system was unsuccessful in Congress. The president wants to change the electronic system to one that uses paper. Mr. Bolsonaro, who is planning to run for a second term next year, says the current system is open to fraud. He has for years campaigned for a change to Brazil's electronic voting system, which has been in place for 25 years, and which experts say has great results. In the United States, drug regulators are set to issue a third dose of COVID vaccines for people with weak immune systems. This is after a new study showed the benefits of an extra shot in weaker patients. A third dose of Moderna's vaccine significantly raised antibody levels against the coronavirus in transplant patients. The Food and Drug Administration is set to begin the rollout process as soon as today. And finally, scientists are testing a computer system that could diagnose dementia after a single brain scan. It may also be able to predict whether patients will need immediate treatment. Currently, it can take several scans and tests to diagnose dementia. The researchers involved say earlier detection of dementia could greatly improve patient outcomes. And that's your world news in 7 minutes. Leave a review on your podcast app or mention us in an Instagram story, and we will say thank you on the podcast. A big thank you to Alessandro from Rome, Italy, for mentioning us on your Instagram story. Go to send7.org to read transcripts and more. And follow us on social media at Send7Podcast. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.